Hello.
How's it going?
Great. How are you all doing?
What made the Jaguars an attractive option?
It was just a combination of everything, really. Great offer, great coaches, obviously a solid defense, and a team that's looking to improve in special teams. I think you can see that through their free agent signings. And also a promising team, up-and-coming team, looking to make a Super Bowl push. So all those things combined made it a great option.
The Rams were ranked as the top special teams unit in the league last year. How much can you take from that experience to help these guys?
I look to take a lot of experience from my years with the Rams, just special teams experience, knowledge, leadership, hopefully give these guys a boost along with our new guys and make a push to be one of the best special teams in the NFL.
Cody, Dave called you the best special teams player in the league earlier. How much value do you put in the third phase of the game?
It's off. That's pretty huge for him to say that. That's awesome, and now I got to live up to that and build a special teams room around that. And I think special teams is invaluable to a team. I mean, you see, it comes down to points, less than 7 points almost every single game in the NFL. So that field position determined by special teams is a huge role in that. So obviously very valuable to a team.
How much value do you put in those safety snaps you got the last 2 years?
They were huge. I think I can play safety very well, and I hope to get an opportunity to do that here too.
Part of a big turnaround in LA last year. How attractive was this situation because they seem to be prime as well?
Exactly. Like I mentioned before, they seem prime and ready. Big turnaround. A lot of energy, a lot of momentum. So that definitely made it an attractive offer.
Do you view yourself as one of the better special teams players in the league? And if so, why? And how did that come about?
I do. I think just how I got into the NFL, being undrafted, I had to work my way into it, got basically cut my first training camp, the last cut, worked through practice squad, just grinding my way, and once I got my opportunity, I knew I couldn't let it go. So special teams is where I found my niche, but like I said, I think I can play safety too, but I'm just going to go out there and give it my all each time.
Well, you're a great special teams player, high school, college, all through.
Mostly in the starting position in, you know, high school and college. So special teams didn't play as big of a role as it could have. And then, you know, East-West Shrine Game is where I really started to take on that role and just butted into the NFL.
You had the thigh injury. How hard did you have to work to get ready for that playoff game?
Yes. I mean, that was a big obstacle to overcome. Never really been too injured in my career. To have something like that and, you know, power through it, come through it, and get to play the last two games at full speed, it was a big deal.
Here's a tough one. What was the Price is Right experience like?
Yeah, Price is Right. I guess that was one of my LA bucket list things. So ended up going on the show and winning some money and donated it to charity, and it was just one of the great life experiences.
Plinko?
No, it was a punch-a-bunch.
Yeah. Wikipedia was wrong on that.